People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And I do have a content warning for you. If you're looking for, content, like information of substance, like dialogue that makes you feel emotions, a narrative that doesn't feel like it was created by AI, given the directive, just kill some time, occasionally with accents, this may not be the audio recording for you. You have been so warned. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the Wanderlost, still parked in Cadaver Falls. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Chunt, please.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing, Well, my normal response is fine, but Arnie, look at this. Look at this little poison dart. I was outside moments ago coming back from the bloated rabbit, and I heard a bird squawk, and suddenly a poison dart shot out of nowhere. Luckily, it bounced off my Starmer.
Yeah. So, wait, okay, I have a couple questions. One.
Sure. Okay.
You're still going across the street to the bloated rabbit, the animal bar, and not...
Is this my water?
Because that's our competition.
Okay.
And...
To be fair, you parked right by them.
That is true.
That's kind of a shitty move.
This tavern can move around. I can't control it so good. Like, I would have left Cadaver Falls, which is kind of an awful place, if I knew how to move this tavern better.
Oh, Arnie, I thought you were steering this bad boy.
No, every once in a while I go, hi-ya, but nothing happens.
Hi-ya. Are you saying it like that? Hi-ya.
Hi-ya. Hi-ya. I also make that exact same noise when I do a karate move.
Ooh, what's karate? What's that?
I can't. Look, you don't know karate, but I know crazy.
I don't know karate.
Guys, I'm on fire right now. This is the best
Where?
Opening.
Oh, Arnie. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, wait. Blanket. I am on fire.
Oh, hey. Sawdust. Blanket. Oh, shut the windows. We got to shut the windows. Ever since Animal War started, these birds have been wild.
Yeah. Oh, so that was the other thing. So birds are actively trying to kill you?
I don't know. I mean, I assume this is a poison dart. We can, I'm going to have Usador take a look at it, but it's definitely a dart.
Why do you think every dart is a poison dart?
I mean, why else have a dart?
Why not? Why would he not be upset if it was just a dart? If someone's shooting darts at him in general, it's still not good.
I guess that's true.
And I think assuming it's poison is safe.
Yeah, better safe than dead.
True.
So has the Animal War, which for listeners who aren't caught up, why are you listening to this episode?
Perfect place to jump on.
Guys, I'm on fire with this edge.
Blanket. Again. Oh, sawdust.
Arnie, if you're still on fire, shake it. Shake it. Say hey-ya again, and then shake it. Shake it.
Hey-ya. Hey, I'll just slow it down. Hey-ya. Okay, that's better.
Somehow I feel like I've heard that too many times over the past 15 years.
Yeah, but as enough time passed that maybe you're sort of like welcoming hearing it again. So the sky animals are attacking the land animals. And the sea animals are attacking, like all the animals are fighting.
Yes, it's sort of a vicious circle. Cycle?
It's a cycle of circles.
Yeah, it is a cycle of circles, which is the worst kind.
Yeah, it's turtles all the way down.
Animals famously love the circle of life.
Oh.
And there's a cycle whereby it completes the circle.
Yeah, Arnie, at the dawn of animals, all the creatures, great and small, winged and finned, held hands all across Foon. It was called...
Shut up, Arnie, listen.
I'm listening.
Arnie, shut up. Shut up.
I'm an active listener. I'm going to make little noises. You can't take those away from me.
I'm not sure exactly what it accomplished, but it was pretty cool.
Okay. You know, the dawn of the Animal War, I'm a little... I can never decide whether I prefer the rise of the animal war, the war of the animal war, the kingdom of the animal war. They're all so good.
Beneath the planet of the animal war? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, or, you know... Or just the animal war. Maybe it's really just the animal. The planet of the animals.
I think any of them work. I mean, I don't think anybody... As far as I know, nobody's spending this much time with the naming convention.
Yeah. Guys, would you believe I haven't had a drop to drink?
No.
Arnie, you're on fire.
I'm on fire.
Shake it.
Hey, yeah.
Oh. Speaking of turtles all the way down, is it just me? Or... And she's moving very slowly, which makes sense. But is that our old friend Hildy, the very, very ancient turtle?
I kind of see a shell approaching, but I don't have a good angle. Let's give it a minute here.
I've had my eye on it for like 3 weeks.
I've noticed it for the last couple of weeks, for sure.
Yeah, I saw the door open, and then I saw this thing start to come in. I didn't know. I thought maybe the doorstop rolled inward.
Would one of you mind just going and grabbing that shell?
I'd rather not.
Is that rude? Or are you just lazy?
Well, I mean, there's an animal war going on, and I don't know what this thing is.
True. Usidor, would you mind?
Sure, I can.
Because you're immortal.
Sure. No, I'm not immortal.
Oh, fuck, that's right.
That's part of the whole reason. The sea creatures are angry at the wizards because they're ancient and they think they're better than us, and now we're not immortal, so they're going to try to come at us. And the birds are like, no fucking way, man.
Usidor, thank you for reminding us that every part of this makes sense.
It's my job.
Usidor, also, Arnie wanted me to ask you, he was embarrassed. Yesterday, Arnie said, Chunt, I'm immortal. Does that make me immortal? And he wrote it down. He said it's spelled the same way. So you can deal with that. I'm going to go see what this turtle's about.
I thought he didn't want to do it.
Fuck it, I'm going to do it.
Okay, all right, I was going to do it.
See,
Usidor,
I told you, if we just keep arguing long enough, Chunt will just go and do the thing.
If you're a weapon, you have to tell me. If you're a weapon, you have to tell me.
What?
If you're a weapon, you have to tell me.
What's a weapon?
Ooh, sit down on the table here.
Oh, that's Hildy.
This is Hildy. Hey, Hildy.
Oh, my God. Did you see how fast I flew just then? Sometimes if I concentrate really hard, I can just soar through the air. I can't control when it happens, but it's always very fast.
Let her have it, guys. Let her have it.
Oh, that's exciting.
Whenever it happens, do you feel, like, hands on you?
It's a certain kind of... You know what? That's between me and the goddesses, actually.
Yeah, that's true. Like a tight little squeeze. Hildy, how the hell shell are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing as well as one can be during times of conflict. I'm booked and blessed, frankly. I'm actually working a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot of strife going on. Before we, I guess, have you as a guest, I do want to ask, are you and I cool?
Oh, no. Did we sleep together and I don't remember?
Hildy, don't. I don't think that's what he's referring to.
Times that's what people are referring to.
Yeah, I understand. I think he's referring to the current conflicts betwixt the animals of the sky, the animals of the land, and the animals of the sea. And I want you to know that I consider the Wanderlost to be in neutral space, and I shall use my great wizardly powers to ensure no fighting happens here. Well, I guess I don't know. I'll make a judgment call. If some fighting breaks out, and I think it's cool, I'll let it go.
But no fighting that's not cool.
Yeah, if it's cool, maybe. Well, I'll think about it.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
It doesn't matter. Hildy, just don't get in a fight with Chunt. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm trying to as in these times of conflict, I am just trying to position myself as a channel, and I think that the greatest service that I can be, which is how I enlisted, is actually as a poet of these times. Speaking truth to power.
Oh yeah. Also, I'm reminded looking at you, you're like a billion years old or something. So you probably can't really serve.
Yeah.
Well, some would say this is the greatest service of all. So some would say it's braver than being on the front lines. And some would say it's actually in front of the front lines because of how my slam poetry is anticipating the current of the room.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the artist raises their pen and says, there must be truth spoken into this world. One of the greatest heroisms that someone can commit is that of the brave artist.
Oh, yes, precisely. Arnie, there was an otter thousands of years ago. Mm-hmm. A very famous poet otter. His name was Philster McNamara, and his pen, it wrote so many poems and so many scathing essays and reviews until he came upon a great soldier who cut him in half with his sword. Just right fucking in half. Pen and all.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so something to look out for, I guess.
Yeah. Has a poem ever, stopped a war?
Has a poem ever stopped a war?
Started wars, certainly.
Oh. Yeah, definitely started wars. Poems that were written to lovers, illicit lovers, and then discovered, definitely started wars. I'm trying to think if...
Homes that really rocked the house, just in general.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of one that stopped a war, but based on my first example, I'd have to say if someone discovered a poem from a legitimate lover, maybe that would put an end to it.
So it's like amnesia rules. Like, if you get hit in the head, it causes amnesia. You just have to do the exact same thing to end the amnesia.
I don't think that's how amnesia works.
Oh, you sir has amnesia.
Well, here, let me hit you on the head.
Who am I? Where am I? What is all this?
You're our new bartender.
Can I get you anything?
Oh, I would love 3 drops of salt water.
3 drops of salt water, sure.
Thank you.
And you, sir?
Ooh, okay. I'm going to go 4 drops. Sorry.
4 drops of salt water, all right.
Okay.
Oh, great. This always sucks when everyone else at the table orders what I'm going to order. Now I feel like I have to pick something else. I guess I'll just have 4 drops of regular water.
That's okay. 4 drops of regular water. I'll be all right.
Oh, I want mine to be from crying. He's gone.
So, Hildy, it sounds like you've been doing your slam poetry, which you're somewhat famous for, as part of the war effort?
Well, I'm trying to. It was not a service that was requested. I had to submit a form to request to be drafted, which was never answered. So I am just doing what I consider to be my part.
I see. So are you doing the poems for the troops?
Sometimes it's... yes, I'm trying to do them for as many troops as I can find. But the thing that is really particularly exciting about my work... Mr. Badger, close your ears. The thing that these stinking land animals don't realize is that many of them think that I, get this, am a tortoise. They think that I'm a land turtle. They think I'm one of them. So I perform for these stinking land animals to gather their secrets and hear what they're discussing at the water cooler.
Hildy, are you saying that you're a spy?
I'm trying to be.
That's kind of cool, I've got to say. Even though technically, I mean, I guess if I had to align with an animal group, I guess I'd be a land animal. But even still, that's cool.
That makes sense. But I feel like you're natural in the water.
Really?
Yes, a natural mover.
I'm very buoyant.
That's what I consider to be the most beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Usador.
I'm sorry, who?
I think I can't listen right now, but... I'm reading your lips. I think that Hildy's finally telling Arnie how she feels about him.
Oh, well, that's very exciting for them. I wish them all the luck. Here are your 4 tiers of water.
Okay, thank you so much.
And I'm going to go back over the table here, and 3 tiers of water for you, and 4 regular water for you. Badger, I was just over there. They got quiet when I went over there.
Sorry, just go ahead and face me so I can read your lips. My ears are still covered.
Badger, look at me, Badger.
Badger, look at me, Badger.
Look at me, Badger.
Okay, you don't have to over-enunciate. I can read lips pretty well.
Look at me, Badger.
Okay, Hildy, I don't know how good your eyesight is, but if you can see over there, it really looks like Usador and Chunt are about to make out. They're moving their lips so much and getting close to each other.
Oh, my goodness, a classic mating call. If I can be honest with you, I've sensed tension between the two of them from the beginning.
I know.
Badger.
You don't have to talk slower.
Badger, they got very quiet when I went over there, so I think you're right. I think they are discussing their deep feelings for one another.
They got very quiet?
It's like watching an x-ray of people kissing. The tongues are all over the place.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll cover my ears. What were you saying?
I think they're expressing their feelings for one another, because when I went over there, they got very quiet.
Oh, yes. Ooh, let's
sneak over there.
Bartender, let's sneak over there and let's help sort of grease the wheels.
Yes, and while we go over there, just, you know, if you remember my name, I'd love to know it.
Usador.
Who?
Mark. Your name is Mark.
Ah, that makes sense. I feel like a Mark.
Oh, Ellie, here they come. Be cool,
oh,
be cool.
Okay.
Hey. This is my friend Mark. We went to something together, and he's going to be staying with us for a few years.
Oh. He's going to stay with you?
Fine. Oh, he can have the wizard's old room, a wink wink.
Oh, that's very generous of you. Hey, what feelings are you talking about over here?
What feelings are we talking about?
Badger and I were just talking about ham and how we love ham.
That's so nice. It's so nice to connect over something that you both love so much. That's a really strong foundation.
Yeah. What do you bros think of ham?
I like ham, yeah. Mm-hmm. Get in my mouth.
I won't touch this stuff.
Anything else you love that may or may not be at this table? I thought that was a pretty good say.
Yeah, I mean, Arnie said I love it. Hildy said I hate it. It's sort of a will they, won't they? This is going great.
Yeah, so we just talk about all sorts of things that we love. Ham just happened to be one of the things that popped in my head. It could be anything. It could be a person or a creature or a being.
I love seeing potential, and I love the feeling of tension.
Okay. Hildy, this won't mean anything to you. And frankly, I don't know why it would mean anything to me. But these two, they got a sort of a Challengers vibe going on.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
It's the sexiest play in all of Foon.
Well, why don't we take a quick break, and Mark and I might try and find a third. Isn't that right, Mark?
Sounds good to me, man.
You are covered in bird shit.
Oh, I gotta get this robe off. I look ridiculous.
John, when I hit Usador on the head and gave him amnesia, like, should we just keep him that way, or...
Well, I don't think we have a choice, Arnie, right? Unless you know some way to undo amnesia.
I was really just trying to show that, like, the amnesia rule is if you hit someone on the head, if you hit them on the head again, they don't have amnesia.
Oh, I don't think that's the case, but you're welcome to try.
Okay. Yeah, but then again, he's a really good bartender.
An amazing bartender. Did you see how well he poured those waters? Also, yeah. Arnie, I gotta say, hit somebody with amnesia on the head again, yeah, you risk double amnesia.
Well, that's true. Hit me on the rock for amnesia, shame on you. Hit me twice on the head for amnesia. What are we talking about?
You are crazy. You do know it.
Did someone hit me on the head? That's my question.
Any of you bros know how to play Shrike Hold'em?
Oh, I love that game.
Thought maybe we'd play some cards here.
I love Shrike Hold'em, but be careful. I always win.
Oh, you do? Well, I barely know how to play myself, so I'm learning. I'm new to it. Still fun, though. Any of you chumps, friends want to play?
Huh. I did, but then Hildy said she never loses, and you called us chumps, so I'm going to go ahead and deal.
Okay.
Arnie?
Oh, I just like to watch.
Classic Arnie.
Nasty.
Real challenger situation. Okay, let's shuffle up the cards. Okay, this is Shrike Hold'em. Aces are fours. Jacks are crazy. Here we go. All right.
Hi-ya.
And Hildy, it's to you.
Twins.
Okay, Hildy has twins, which means the pot doubles. So it goes from 200 gold to 400 gold, and we put them right next to each other. Okay, that just like twins. All right, it's over to you, Usador. I'm sorry, Mark. It's over to Mark.
Oh, sorry.
Mark Bartender.
I'll take one card, and I'll raise the twins to a triplet.
Wow, okay, you're going to take the card. This is beautiful.
It's so brave of you. They're not even your twins to decide to raise them.
Yeah.
Mark, do you take this card to have and to hold for as long as this hand shall last?
I do.
And card, do you take this mark to have you and hold you for as long as this may live and also raise your twins? Okay, the card nodded. All right, you get the card.
Great.
This goes to the center here, and we turn that card over. Ooh, wow. It's a nine of apes.
Oh, jeez.
Nine of apes.
It's going to kill the twins.
Okay, the nine is slowly creeping towards the twins. Ooh, its fists are raised. Nobody's doing anything interesting.
I would like to save the more attractive twin, kill the smarter one, and then the boy, I'll leave him defend for himself.
Hildy, what a choice.
Okay, yes, these are fraternal. Okay.
Hildy's choice.
We all know the more attractive one. Objective at this point. Okay,
and also usually the less attractive one is the smarter one, as Hildy indicated.
You can be pretty or smart.
Okay, so I'm going to shove that twin to the side. Of course, the Nine of Apes crushes the other twin, thus becoming the 13 of Hope. Anybody have a 13 of Hope in their hand? Going once, going twice.
Oh, I do.
Oh, Hildy wins.
Oh. No.
See, what'd I tell you?
All right.
And that's how you make a statue.
And of course, it's honor system, so
yeah,
you don't have to show us anything.
She never showed us that card. That
everybody just... eat your cards when you're done. Okay.
Wow. Those are good cards. Well, I think I'm gonna call it a night. I think my shift's ending here, so I'm gonna head back up to the wizard's room and hang out there for a while, maybe read a little, unless you guys want to go out on the town, maybe hit the bloated rabbit.
I would, but you're not wearing anything, Mark. You took off those robes.
Yeah, well, I've got a loincloth, it flops around. You can see everything.
No, I know.
Yeah, I was going to say, that game of Shrike was very sexually charged.
Well, I can put on some clothes. I don't care, man. I'm very, I'm just down to, hang with my bros.
If you want us to get out of here and give her some space, I could pray for those hands to lift me out of here.
You don't need to go anywhere. You're all my bros, just a bunch of burrow hams hanging out. Oh, I love ham. I'm gonna go eat some ham. I'll be right back.
Huh. Arnie.
Yeah?
He keeps calling us bros. He works as a bartender, ends his shift, and wants to go to a different bar? What the fuck is up with Mark? This guy's weird.
Classic bartender activity.
Oh, he put on a tight black shirt?
Yeah. But actually, still no pants.
Looks pretty good. It actually looks pretty good.
I mean, yeah.
Damn.
Finally cover up that bird shit. That's part of it.
Mark looks good in a tight black t-shirt. What is going on? Hildy, what's going on with you and your loins?
Oh, in my loins? Well, it's...
I gotta write down. That's a great question.
Things are going pretty well. I'm trying to get people to fall in love with me so that they tell me their secrets of war.
Oh, that's right. I can't keep a secret from you. And Hildy, I'm sorry. Hildy's a spy.
What?
Hildy is a spy for the sea. But we're buds still.
What the fuck?
Well, you could have assumed as much. I'm incredibly attractive. I'm sharp as a whip and smart as a tack.
You're sharp as a ... whip.
Yes, and I'm smart as a tack.
Mm-hmm.
My smartness is my attack move.
Hildy, do you mind? What if we went across the Bloated Rabbit? And look, I don't want to get involved in any, serious espionage, but could we see your spycraft at work? I would just love to see it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, but you might not think the same of me after you see me in this mode.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say this.
Fuck, I've been waiting at the end of the bar here for Mark to do last call. Excuse me, Mark?
Yeah?
Can you not ignore me? I'm literally the only one at the bar. You're looking in every other direction. Hello?
Okay, what do you mean?
Is it last call?
Oh, yeah. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get over the Bloated Rabbit. I have a date with a centaur tonight.
Yeah, we're also going... Whoa, holy shit.
Last call!
We're also going to the Bloated Rabbit. Everybody want a drink to go? Bring drinks over to the Bloated Rabbit or buy a drink there? What do we think?
Oh, I would just get a drink there. I wouldn't buy a drink here.
Okay, then I'll close up.
Could you squirt my drink from here over there, magically?
Barney, careful.
Yeah, I'll just squirt it over there for you. Don't worry about it.
Thanks. You know, like how they did with Zunes.
if you wouldn't mind having your eyes just be welled up with tears for the walk over, in case I get a little thirsty, I'd like a drop.
Oh, yeah.
That's legal.
Sure, I can make myself cry. I'm very sensitive. I really like my feelings. I'm just down to party with my bros when I get to, though.
Oh, okay. Oh, I meant to go. Oh, jeez. Oh,
boy.
Oh, I'm so empty inside.
Oh, wow.
Mark, no.
All I do is drink and make drinks, work shift after shift, year after year, going by, not accomplishing anything, never settling down, never building a family.
This is why you got to leave before closing.
Sure, Sheila wanted to marry me many years ago, but it just didn't work out. You know, we were just too different. I was human, she was elvish, and I was working this dead-end job at this bar. But then she looked at me one day and she said, if you don't do something with your life, I have to walk out that door. And I said, baby, I'm doing it every day. Just check it out. Check out these abs. Check out this tight black shirt. Check out these chains. I'm bringing it every day, full force.
Arnie, how hard did you hit him?
I don't know.
He's invented a whole backstory.
He's existed for 10 minutes. How does he have this much baggage?
Fucking shit.
Sheila.
let's start walking over to the bloated rabbit here. And, Hildy, whoa, look at you. You're starting to fly again.
Oh, my God. I can't control it. Isn't it wild?
Hildy, as we enter the bloated rabbit, is there anything that will help your spycraft? Like, should we announce you, or should we walk around the room and be like, oh, hey, have you noticed this person that's not a spy?
Okay, definitely not the last one. It feels like it would work, but it backfires more often than not. Maybe what would be helpful is to spy someone who's alone in the room. Someone who looks like they're very important and has a lot of military knowledge. And is simultaneously vulnerable and by themselves. There's usually at least one.
What about that guy sitting alone at the bar wearing the epaulets on his shoulders?
That'll do.
Wait, I have just a small suggestion. Just so we don't feel bad about the spycraft so much, what about that bird over there with the epaulets on its shoulders? That way, we're spying on the sky.
Oh, shoot. Listen, I'll spy on anybody. I'll spy on myself. I just love to work.
Ooh, but what about over there in the corner on the floor, those epaulets with two worms on them?
Oh, you know what I just realized? It's epaulet night at the bloated rabbit.
Oh,
shit.
Crap.
I can shift some for me.
Yeah. Also, those epaulets down there with the worms on them, those are just some dirty epaulets.
Yeah, let me just grab these and I'll put one on. Yeah, everybody
I was here. Looking forward to the worms.
Oh, and actually, Mark, it says it's epaulette slash industry night, so I think you're good.
Snap.
Snap, huh. Seems weird coming out of your mouth, but with the tight black shirt, I'm actually buying it. Okay. Let's all be on our guard here. Hildy, which one did you want to talk to?
Oh, well, okay, I wanted to talk to the worms, but it turns out it was just dust on the ground. Why don't we go over there and talk to that pelican? Seems like a friend, actually a foe.
Pelican it is.
Let's all be careful, Arnie. Let me hide behind you.
Hey, man, what's up? My name's Mark. This is my friend Hildy. This is my friend Arnie. This is my friend Badger.
Hi. Hello. Oh, hi.
Oh, I just wanted to you to, I just wanted to say hi here on Epaulette Night, you know. And just say, you know, if you need a drink or anything, man, we can get you a drink. We'll cover you tonight.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I don't know if I should drink too much on account of the war.
I don't want to interrupt you, but has anyone ever told you sound like a pelican? You really sound like a pelican.
Ooh, Mark. Ooh, what? Careful.
What?
No, thank you. I just want to say that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me, because if I'm being honest, when I opened my big old bill to talk, I didn't know what kind of voice was going to come
out. Yeah, I kind of figured, so I just wanted to reinforce that.
I've been way off. And also, if it doesn't stay consistent, I've got a condition.
Oh, what's the condition?
War. I got a little war brain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You and my friend Mark here both. What's your name, Pelican?
My name?
Looking around the room. He's looking around the room pretty severely.
Oh, he's
just thinking about Pelican words.
Hildy, his cover must not be in place. I think you can get a lot of information out of this guy.
Oh, watch me go.
My name is Birdie. Admiral Birdie. That's what I came up with.
Oh, he looked in a mirror. This is the saddest fucking fake name I've ever heard. He just looked in a mirror and said Birdie.
Oh, Admiral Birdie. Is that a family name?
The Birdie part is. The Admiral part is just the role that I have.
Oh, of course. You must have worked very hard to get to where you are.
Yeah, well, you know, I just have been working really hard to fly my way to the bottom. That's how we refer to it in the, amongst the sky animals, because we start up so high, we got to fly our way to the bottom.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, Arnie, did you know that animals from the sky are usually born as high up as possible? And then, unlike earthbound creatures, they want to get lower. They think of it exactly the opposite of us.
Mark, I'm loving everything I'm hearing. This is the most interesting character we've talked to in a long time.
Well, I wouldn't push it.
Better than Mark.
Well, as you can tell, I'm just a little egg myself. I'm a little too scared to hatch. So I need kind of a big birdie to show me around.
Oh, Arnie, I didn't even notice Hildy painted her entire shell white somehow. This, good God. How impressive.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to know what that paint is made out of.
I really want to see what happens here, but I'm gonna head over to the dance floor. I still have a date in half an hour, so I gotta get my groove on while I can.
Yeah, go for it.
Wait, he has to get his dance on before his date starts? He's only got a half hour to dance before his date starts?
Yeah,
I gotta live while I can!
Also, there's no fucking way he's got a date, right?
Well, he said
just exists. He started existing a couple minutes ago.
Arnie, be very careful. If someone has amnesia, you don't want to disrupt their reality. That could be pretty severe. And if he gets double amnesia from, I don't know, rejection or getting hit on the head again, he goes from knowing nothing and remembering nothing to knowing everything and remembering everything, which is too much for any brain.
I guess I'm just saying some of the Mark stuff doesn't make sense, but let's go back to talking to this very believable bird.
Yeah, let's go back to Admiral Birdie.
So you're an egg. You know, this is such a weird coincidence because I used to be an egg.
No, you?
So I might be able to help you if you need any. If you need any advice.
I need all the help I can get.
Well, I would say just spread your wings. Just, like, get bigger. That's how I did it. Is my voice the same as it was before? I'm going to check
enough.
In every couple minutes.
Yeah, close enough.
Spread your wings. That's incredible. You know, not a lot of people are brave enough to say the things you're saying.
Speaking of which, you gotta be brave if you're fighting for the sky.
Oh my God!
Always fighting for the sky.
Thank you for your service, by the way. Who did you kill today?
Well, I tried to kill a badger.
Oh.
And
motherfuck! Is this your dart? Slams down on table. Is this your dart?
Thank you. I need these back. They're almost out of poison.
See, Arnie? See?
Yep, you're right.
Air. Sorry, air, Arnie. Air.
Yes.
Why put poison on the darts? Isn't just the dart bad enough?
Well, it's a special poison. It's diarrhea poison.
Diarrhea poison?
Diarrhea poison.
That's hilarious.
Because land animals are so weird about shitting. Have you noticed that? In the sky, we don't gotta worry about it.
It's all diarrhea.
In the sky, we just shit and it goes where it goes.
Mostly on Mark.
But I'm sorry, a little beautiful little egg. What is your name?
My name?
She's looking around the room pretty severely. Oh shit,
If it helps, look in this mirror.
Help
me remember my name.
But don't say Admiral Birdie.
My name is, Yolk. Yes, it's,
I'm still dancing, but I just wanted to remind you, I did introduce all of you guys to him already.
Oh, maybe I got amnesia. What was the,
did you have a name before? Mark, bartender, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. What's up?
As I live and breathe, I didn't think I'd ever see you again, not after how we left things.
Sheila?
Yes.
I didn't recognize you with your...
I didn't recognize you.
Hair dyed purple.
A tight black shirt and no pants.
What are you doing here at the Bloated Rabbit?
You go.
Look, I was just working my shift over at the Wanderlust. It's the new bar in town. I just have to work because, you know, my dad's been pretty sick.
I know. I read about it. I'm surprised you're not with the bros. What was it?
I got a lot of bills I gotta pay.
Don't we all?
So I'm working hard. Every day down in the quarry, every night up in the bar. Just trying to make ends meet. Pinching every penny. Because someone's gotta raise little Banana Feff.
Little Banana Feff. I miss him.
That's
so
right.
Speaking of dads, my dad got so angry after he knew that I was seeing you. He locked me in my room for what felt like years. Finally, I got out. When he got consumption, he coughed into a rag and there was blood everywhere. I took his cart and I drove all night in the rain until finally I rolled the cart over and fell out. I thought I had died. I thought I had gone up to heaven, but it was simply a crane had lifted me up into the air.
Sometimes that happens.
You're telling me.
One animal picks up another animal and it thinks it's flying.
You're telling me, big boy.
I'm telling you.
What do you think? Smooch for old time's sake?
Sheila, I'm raising our son on my own and trying to save my sick father. I'm working two shifts every single day. I got one date with a centaur in 15 minutes, and I gotta dance while I can dance, baby.
Well, keep dancing, because the midnight crane is coming to take me anywhere. Anywhere, F-O-O-N. So we got tonight, and we only have tonight, Mark. And then I gotta go back.
Kiss me, Sheila.
Kiss me, Mark.
Oh, look, they're telling secrets to each other.
Hell yeah, I guess so. Who? It's just Mark on the dance floor alone. It's just look in the sky. It's weird.
That is weird. That is so weird.
But everything over here is making a little bit more sense.
Hildy.
Yes.
Are you going to try to pump this pelican for information or assassinate him? I'm just curious how the spy craft works.
Oh, assassinate him. That's a great idea. Well, first it has to be a credible assault. So I got the poison dart thing, so I think I got the go-ahead for a straight-up murder if you think it's good.
He doesn't seem... Yeah, I feel like we've had enough of him.
Hey, Hildy?
Yeah?
I'm very impressed, and this is going swimmingly, but just so you know, I stood behind Admiral Birdie, and I see a bit of shell peeking out. I think that's a turtle.
No.
Yeah, I think this is V-Spy.
Can I tell you the number of times this has happened to me?
Yeah, tell us.
We're the smartest creatures in anywhere.
Wow, now that I... Look around the room. Those two little worms have tiny little turtle shells.
Oh, crap.
Bartender's got a hat that's pretty much a turtle shell.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a family reunion.
Flamingos. Yeah, there's definitely turtle shells on their back there. Okay.
You're right, Badger. We should have seen this coming, since the word epaulet is famously an acronym.
Well, it's turtle backwards.
Yeah.
For epaulet is famously the word turtle backwards.
Yeah, famously. It's hard to say because it doesn't look like how you would think it's pronounced.
Yeah.
But it is.
Mark, why do you have your arm just hanging up in the air around air?
Bros, this is Sheila. I wanted everyone to meet Sheila.
Oh.
She's my, she's the mother of my son, Banana Feff.
Banana Feff?
And I love her. But we can't be together. We're too toxic. It's not going to work. I gotta dance until this date, then I gotta get to the quarry bright and early at 4 a.m.
Arnie, did you major in head bonks? What's going on, buddy?
No, I guess I don't know my own strength.
I'm gonna call it a night, bros.
Yeah.
I love each and every one of you.
Love you, Mark.
Oh, see you tomorrow.
Anyway, I love being a bird.
Oh, do you?
Many secrets about being a bird.
Fascinating. And could I just get a closer look at your legs, please?
Oh, yes. Though, since I'm a bird, they're called my, sticky things.
Oh, your sticky things, said just like a bird. Aha! What do I see here? The telltale shoes of a deep-sea turtle.
Whoa, I didn't even know deep sea turtles had the same shoes.
Oh, you caught me.
Aha! Spy recognizes spy. Hildy's
my... Wait, hold on. Oh, this is so embarrassing.
Oh, sorry. Let me shake off all of the spittle off of my back. Yes, hello, I'm a fellow turtle.
Oh, Arnie, the paint was spittle.
Yep, I'd recognize turtle spittle anywhere.
I was about to walk out the door, bros, but I just wanted to say, your voice, you sound just like a deep sea turtle.
Thank you. This one I was a little more confident in.
Later, bros.
Bye,
later, Mark. Deuces.
Mark.
Yeah.
Good night.
Mark.
Good night.
Mark, good night. Good night, Mark. Good night.
Yeah, what? I'm leaving.
Usur's going to be so goodbye. Pissed if Mark fucks in his room. That's like Usur's one rule. Don't fuck in my bed. Arnie, remember every time Usur leaves, he's like, I'm off to a great adventure. Don't fuck in my bed.
It's true. He says it to himself sometimes, too. That's the weird part.
He'll be going to sleep. He's like, don't fuck in my bed.
If you do fuck in my bed, don't fuck me in my bed. That's the worst breaking of the rule.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes he slips into the bed fucking state.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Okay.
You know, he has the wizard state and then the bed fucking state.
Yeah.
Anyway. Sorry. Spice. Go ahead. Spice.
Well, are you happy with your work here? Did you find out anything? Sergeant.
No, I was hoping. But you know what? Maybe now that I've met you, I can team up with you and we can get some information. Because I am a sea turtle and I'm not secretly a bunch of worms pretending to be a turtle, pretending to be a bird.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Show me your legs.
Again?
Yes. Something you said, which I cannot disclose, made me highly suspicious just now.
All right.
Is he a sea turtle? Is he worms? Is he who he says he is? Find out. After this break. Previously on Magic Tavern.
You want to see my legs?
Yeah. I've got a sneaking suspicion about something. Watch my spy powers at work.
Well, here's one of my legs.
Let me just take out my knife and... Just as I suspected. Ooh. If I cut your leg in half, it becomes two worms.
Oh, those are big worms. Huge worms.
But not snakes.
Yes, because that character's already taken.
So you're telling me that you're a pile of worms who is pretending to be a sea turtle who is pretending to be a pelican? What sort of sick game were you all playing? Who do you even work for?
We work for the land, kind of. Also, we're in it for sex.
I'm just in it for sex tonight. That's all I want is one last romp in the hay. Oh, your room, it's different. There's posters on the wall. Robes strewn about. Oh, Mark.
Yeah?
Mark, what is this room?
This used to be the wizard's room, but he had to take off, I guess. Look.
You cast a spell on me.
I want to be with you.
Oh, I want to be with you, Mark.
But,
Oh, I dropped something.
Here, let me pick it up for
you.
No,
don't pick it up. No. It was my panties.
Oh.
I hate that word.
I feel like I'm going to get in trouble here.
So, Hildy, seems like the spy stuff is going okay. It seems confusing being a spy.
It's incredibly confusing. But I guess I uncovered something. Got to report all this to Ronaldo tonight.
Oh, Ronaldo, your manager.
Yes, Ronaldo, my manager. He keeps track of all of my kills, all of my beheadings, and everyone that I've uncovered is to be a pile of worms.
How often do you uncover people are a pile of worms?
These worms, I'm telling you, I don't know what they were doing before the war, but now they are strictly impersonating people.
Oh. Do you feel like worms are overcompensating? They're like, we really got to get involved in this war.
I guess so, but I'm like, you already can clone yourselves when you are cleaved. Isn't that enough? But it's never enough for you people.
Isn't that enough, Mark? Isn't that enough? Or is this never enough for you?
It'll never be enough for me. Sheila, you'll never be gone from my heart. I'll always love you. But I've got to work hard and get that magical gem to save my father. I've got to make sure Banana Faff has enough money to go to mage school.
Mark, don't you see?
Don't you see your illness is killing us? You're an addict, Sheila. An addict.
No, I can stop when I want to. Anytime. Anytime I want to, Mark. Mark, kiss me. Kiss me, please. That's the cure. That's the cure.
La 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 la.
Blah, 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 blah. That's the sound I hear when worms are impersonating someone. It's actually a low gurgle underneath the tone. I should have known from the beginning with Admiral Birdie, honestly.
I mean, I'm no expert, but I felt like all those voices were pretty good, but still.
Huh. They were so-so. Coming from a spy, they were so-so.
Sure. So, Hildy, how many animals have you killed?
Oh, and Arnie, remember, she's like a billion years old, so, you know, this could be quite a big number.
Well, that's right. John, I'm so sorry. I forgot you're here.
No, that's fine.
Here, go again.
No.
You mean like from the beginning?
I guess since the animal war, so it's only been a couple weeks.
Oh, just a handful. Mostly they've driven themselves mad with lust or rage after hearing my poems, so none of them have been by my hand directly. I'm impossible to trace.
Now, I'm not a spy. And I'm mostly not involved in the animal war, although, again, I guess technically I'm a land creature. But is there any, like, hot goss coming from the sea? Like, what's the sea's strategy in the animal war?
The sea's strategy? Honestly, I've been on the land for... I keep trying to go back for check-ins, but as you know, I can't control my flying, so when I want to go home, it takes me an incredibly long time. I'm trying to stay in touch via sea mail, but... that is easily infiltrated, as you could imagine. And I write in a code so strict that I fear no one, including myself, can crack it.
Oh, so what you're saying is you've forgotten your own password.
Yes, I cannot get in. And I don't know. And then it says two-step authentication. And I say, it's me. It's me.
Yeah. And it takes you so long to take two steps. Like, that's not going to make any sense.
Exactly. I say, I wish it was one flight authentication, but I can't control the flight. Honestly, I'm trying to get in touch with somebody, but the call waiting is freaking killing me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Hildy, do you have any grandkids or anything that could help out?
Oh, that's a fantastic idea. Well, usually we stay in touch via email, so they're probably missing my odes. But, they should be working harder for me. Do you know how many grandkids I have?
No. 10?
3.
Try 20 billion.
That doesn't sound right.
20 billion?
I lost track. Honestly, I hatch the eggs, and then whatever they do from there is their business.
Sure, yeah. But even still, you've hatched a lot of eggs.
Yeah, well, I've taken many lovers. I've hatched a lot of eggs. I've been alive pretty much since the beginning of time.
That's true.
You'd think that somebody could help me with my C-mail.
Oh, boy, I mean, 20 billion does seem like a lot, Arnie, but considering how old Hildy is, she may have birthed all of sea life. I mean, take this piece of paper, for instance. If I fold it 20 times, did you know it would reach the moon or something? Something like that? Arnie, did you know that? Something like that?
That also doesn't sound right.
It may not be. I feel like I saw it somewhere. What was that?
Hildy, in the hierarchy of the sea, how high up are you?
Well, I was there since the beginning. If anybody has a question about the history of underwater or how things were, capital B, before, they always come to me. They ask my advice about all of the ancient wars and about the future as well. I'm quite intuitive. So I'd say I'm pretty close to the top.
Have you been involved in animal wars in the past?
Certainly. How do you think I learned how to become such a good spy? The technology has improved immensely.
The spittle? Yeah, spittle. The spittle's new?
Yes.
Cutting your enemy's foot to see if it, regenerates?
Yes, I didn't used to have knives. It was all wordplay.
Luckily, we've advanced past that.
Yes.
We've evolved.
No wordplay on this episode.
Mm-mm.
Hildy, using your skill of premonition, how do you think this animal war will end?
What a beautiful question. I don't know if you're prepared for the answer.
She's looking around the room pretty hard.
I'd prefer to answer it in a poem, if that's okay with you.
Sure, yes, please.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
War. War. What's it for? When will it end? In 3 months. Oh, okay. Sometimes it's...
Oh, okay.
I don't know the answer, but the poetry...
Oh, that was Wow.
So I guess in 3 months.
Yeah, okay.
3 months, okay. Well, is that three months from now, from this episode?
I kid, the channel is closed.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, Mark, slow down. Mark, slow down, slow down.
What?
Bo, what's going on, buddy? You raced in here.
I had to get out of there, bros. I couldn't take it anymore. Sheila was driving me mad with lust.
Oh.
You didn't fuck in the bed, did you?
No, something was telling me that I couldn't. Just instinctively, I felt like if I did that, it'd be wrong. I mean, we fucked on everything else, though.
Oh, boy. Okay. Jerked off. Well, Arnie, maybe it's... I don't know. Maybe it's for the best that you bonk him again and we see what shakes out. Or do you think Mark would be a good host for the rest of this season?
I mean, yeah, not forever, but like for the next 70 episodes or so.
Yeah, slow play it.
Yeah, just kind of sex up the show. Well, although the show's already pretty sexy.
Oh, but it could be sexier, bro.
All right. Bonk.
Mark?
Who?
Mark Bartender?
Who?
Oh. Arnie, he's an owl. He thinks he's an owl.
Oh, great.
Oh, boy.
Or is he a pile of worms pretending to be an owl?
Oh.
Let me listen close. No go, girl.
Cut his leg off.
Okay, let me try and... Mark! Owl?
I don't remember who I am. It feels like I have triple amnesia!
Oh, no. So if amnesia is not remembering anything, and double amnesia is remembering everything... What is triple amnesia?
Triple amnesia.
You remember some stuff?
Oh, it feels like I just want to get some fluids. I feel dehydrated.
Oh.
Triple amnesia is mostly being dehydrated.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank God. I think he's mostly just responding to having been hit in the head by a rock a few times.
Yeah. Oh. Oof. Well.
Oh, Yusidor, take a look in the mirror here.
Oh.
Look at that tight black shirt. Huh?
Tight black shirt, a bunch of chains. This is an interesting look for me. I might stick with this.
Yeah, it's not too shabby.
Not too shabby. I also feel drained. I just feel drained.
Yep, you should.
Hildy, is there anywhere you'd like us to throw you?
Throw me?
Is there anywhere you'd like to fly?
Oh.
There you go, Chun.
Oh,
super
well.
Fast without anything to brace you for a fall.
Well, I guess a spy's work is never done, so I would like to go... why don't you take me to, headquarters?
Oh,
okay.
That bar's just down the road?
How about just on top of that shelf till the end of this episode?
Oh, that's fine for me for now. A better perch to see you, my dear.
No.
Guys, I do want to throw her, though. I want to throw her and see if I can take out, an enemy in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I could just aim it and time it just right, I feel like she would kind of slide and kind of take out an enemy in front of me.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Hildy, we're going to go ahead and send you to headquarters now. If you see any, any big monkeys on little cars in the way, just knock them over, okay?
Okay. I'll do my best.
And oh, she bounced back. She's coming right at me.
No monkeys. Sorry to the badger.
It's all right.
Oh,
sometimes that's what happens. Just taking a chance.
Did you see me fly just then?
We did. Very impressive.
That's what's crazy. You think you're gonna walk, and then boom, you hit him in the head.
Chun, are you okay? You got hit in the head pretty hard by that shell.
Who's Chun?
Shit, he's got amnesia.
Who am I? Who are you guys? Where am I?
Well, Mark, it's time for you to get back to the bar.
Oh, okay. I'm a bartender?
Yeah, put on your shirt.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
some chains here. What do you bros want to drink?
I'll have 3 drops of salt water, please.
You got it, bro. What else?
I'll have 4 drops of regular water.
All right, you got it, bro. What about you, bro?
Can I have a big glass of ham?
Ah, brah, now we're talking ham. I love ham.
Yeah.
I love going ham, brah. Yes.
Mark, don't fucking use it or his bed.
Don't fuck in my bed. How many times do I have to say it?
I won't, because Sheila left me. Sheila left me and my kid, Banana Feff.
What?
Oh, Banana Feff. He wants to be a mage, but I don't have the money. Got to work in the quarry.
Sorry, what's his name?
Banana Feff.
Do, 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 do.
Banana Feff.
Do 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 do.
Yeah, Banana Feff.
Do 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 do.
Is this whole story like in this rock? Is that what happened? Is like, did it go from the rock into people's brains?
Of course, this whole story isn't in this rock. It's in a snow globe being stared at by a child. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Hildy Shiblin, the Ancient Turtle, was played by Olivia Nielsen. You can follow Olivia on TikTok, at Olivia West Nielsen, or check out her Substack, The Honeypot. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon, of which we have none. Oh wait, some just showed up! They are Paul Goode, Mr. Charles W. Weaver, Esquire, Lestandir Tinadin, oh sweet Lembus bread, Taxi, Greyhaven, step on it, Troll Severi Lier, Davinor, friend of the Golden Bear, well, Davinor, I had lunch with the Golden Bear just last week, and you didn't come up once, Nidhayo Cubwayo, Kobe Carroll, Charlie, James Thurston Kalanor, Gavin Boatman, His Airness, ZLN, and Lyra Eschenroder. Patrons get ad-free episodes, one free ride on the back of the Golden Bear to any destination, real or imagined, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Sage GC. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.